In addition to the never-before-seen footage from Martin Bashir's interviews, we have also been allowed unprecedented interviews with some of the people closest to Michael Jackson, people who have turned down very lucrative offers to tell the inside story of life behind the Neverland Gates. They break their silence for the first time, and not for money. No one interviewed for this show received any payment to tell their story. Their reason for appearing here is to tell the truth as they see it. And the person who has most avoided the glare of the spotlight is the person who was perhaps the closest to Michael, the woman who was his wife and the mother of his first two children, Debbie Rowe.
What's happened in the past is things have been taken out of context, twisted around. If I can help straighten it out, as much as I do not speak about my family, I will. Right now.
When I was talking to Prince one day, he said to me that he didn't have a mother.
He said he didn't have a mother?
Yeah, I said, Prince, where's your mummy? And he said, I haven't got a mother. Did you tell him to say that?
No.
What do you think he means when he said, I haven't got a mother?
My kids don't call me mom because I don't want them to. They're Michael's children. It's not that they're not my children, but I had them because I wanted him to be a father. I believe that there are people who should be parents, and he's one of them. And he is such a fabulous man and such a good friend. And he's always been there for me, always, from the day I met him. I could do something for him, and this is what I wanted to do.
Most people think Michael and Debbie's relationship was very short-term. Actually, they met over 22 years ago,